Job had gone through some very difficult experiences in his life. But through that, he said, I have heard you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Job had a greater revelation of the Lord of glory. And perhaps you're going through a hard time right now in your life, and you wonder, what's the reason? What's the purpose? It could be that God wants to reveal to you His glory.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We find in Exodus chapter 13, verse 18, that God led the people around by the way of the wilderness. Why didn't God lead them by the shortest path or the easiest route? Because God knew they weren't ready for that yet. And my friend, God knows what you and I are ready for and what we're not ready for. But there's another scripture that might help us. Isaiah 43 and 18. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. We also see that we're led through the wilderness at times because God is interested in doing something new in us. The new thing is a way in the wilderness and a stream in the desert. The new thing is not something new to God, although it may be new to us. It's not something that's unheard of, but it's fresh from the Lord Himself. My friend, you're going through a desert wilderness, and maybe you're wondering if any good can come out of it. Well, the Bible says, remember not. In other words, forget the past and watch God make a way in the present wilderness. He's taking you through this because He wants to add a new dimension to your Christian experience. He wants to add a new and fresh encounter with God, something you could have never received had you not been led through the wilderness. Many times we want the new thing, but we don't want the path that leads us to it. Well, let's not forget that the Lord brought water out of a rock. Well, where was that rock? In the wilderness. The Lord rained down manna from heaven for food. Well, where was the manna? In the wilderness. The bitter waters were made sweet. Where did that happen? In the wilderness. It's in that place that God shows His mighty hand in supernatural provision. It's in that place we experience new and fresh encounters. You know, we think we'll die in the wilderness. It sure feels that way sometimes. But God will make a stream in the desert. It's there that we can experience refreshing and renewing in our spiritual man. It's in that place we can have great encounters with the Holy God. But also He brings you through the wilderness to test what's in your heart. Deuteronomy 8 and 2 says, and you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not. My friend, it's in the desert wilderness that God is humbling us. It's in this place where God is teaching us to depend upon Him, not ourselves. It's in this place that God is teaching us to learn to cry out to the living God. But it's also in the desert that God is doing something else. He is revealing what's in our hearts. This is where we are tested. Will we be found faithful? Will we still serve Him? Will we walk with Him, whether we feel like it or not? Doesn't matter if we sense His presence or not. Will we continue this journey of faith? My friend, God didn't lead Israel into the wilderness to hurt them. He didn't lead them there to punish them. No, my friend, He led them there to do them good, to help them, to teach them, to work something in them and work something out of them, to show them His ways. And God does the same for you and I. Why are we experiencing the wilderness at times? To do us good. Because God wants to help us. He wants to protect us. He wants to preserve us, to humble us, and to teach us. Because God is concerned about you and I. That's why. So my beloved, don't be afraid of it. Don't run from it. Just learn to trust Him through it all.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.